Good morning. It is Thursday, April 29th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code WAC 458-20-277, titled Certified Service Providers Compensation. My name is Matthew Largent, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I am the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, in his role as the Department's Rules Coordinator, Keith Dacus, Management Analyst, who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded. Due to the Governor's November 15, 2020, Stay Safe, Stay Healthy proclamation, current statewide restrictions prevent us from holding this public hearing in person. Therefore, we are conducting this hearing telephonically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this hearing. For purposes of the record, at this time, we would appreciate if any attendees would identify themselves, who they are representing, and whether they will be testifying during today's hearing. Is there any attendees that identify themselves? The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 21-07-141 on March 24, 2021, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt any proposed amendments to WAC 458-20-277, referred to in this hearing as Rule 277. Electronic copies of this rule are available. If you did not receive a copy, please contact Keith Dacus at keithd@dor.wa.gov if you would like a copy of the proposed rule revision. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to possible amendment to Rule 277. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Thursday, May 6, 2021. My email address is matthewl@dor.wa.gov. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process was to file a notice with the code revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The first public meeting for this rule was held on January 27, 2019. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, was also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. This is the public hearing today. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the code revisor with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the meeting for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the preliminary rule draft. The department proposes to update Rule 277 in the following ways. To incorporate changes to the certified service provider contract adopted by the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board that became effective January 1, 2021, and to explain the role and responsibilities of a certified service provider and to explain the monetary allowances due to a certified service provider with respect to specified sellers collecting and remitting retail sales and use tax in Washington. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. If anyone has a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, please provide the testimony by sending an email to MatthewL@dor.wa.gov.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Would you like to identify yourself and participate in this public hearing?
Yes. My name is Tim Wood. First name is Tim, T-H-I-N. This is my first time, so I don't know what to do.
Okay. Would you be able to type your name in the chat function of this meeting?
I'm using the telephone.
So okay. So you said Tim Lynch, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What's this all about? I just received this email. That's all. I just kind of call up, see what concern. What's this all about?
Okay. So this is a public hearing for amendment to rule or to WAC 458-20-277. It's for certified service providers and compensation. The rule. The amendments is to incorporate changes to the certified service provider contract that was adopted by the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board that became effective January 1st, 2021. We also appreciate receiving any written testimony. If you have written testimony, please provide the testimony by sending an email to MatthewL@dor.wa.gov. That's thank you. And does not appear there is any attendees that are available to provide any additional comments. The time is 10:09 a.m. and public meeting for Rule 277 is now adjourned.